In the beginning of this week's parasha, Perek Chof Gimel, Pasuk Yud Zayin, Torah says, Avram is coming to buy Marissa Machpel from Ephraim, and after Vayishkol, Avram Le Ephraim is a kesef asher diber ba'azbe v'necheis, Avram pays him the money to buy the ma'ara. The Torah says, Pasuk Yud Zayin, Vayakom Sedei Ephraim Asher Bamachpelo Asher Lefnei Mamre. The field of Ephraim stood up It had an aliyah, went up, it became Avraham Avinu. Hasader the Hamera Asher, Boy the Chol Eitz Asher, Basad Asher the Chol Gevulei Savis. In Pasuk Yudches, the Torah says La Avraham LeNikna LeEinay VeNeches B'Chol Boy Shariri, that the field became Avraham's to the eyes of the Neches and everyone who came into the gates of the city. And the Meshech Chachma asks on the Pasuk Yud Ches seems to be extra. The Torah already told us before in Pasuk Yud Zayin, Vayokum Sedei Afroim, Asher B'machpela, Asher B'chnei Mamre. Then it asks the Gvaiter, the Torah says, it became Avram to the eyes of B'nei Ches. The Torah coming to say by going and saying Nochamo, that it became Avram in the eyes of B'nei Ches. Furthermore, Pasuk Yud Tes, the Torah says, "Ve'achere kein kover Avraham mestare ishtoi el ma'oras sedei machpel al pnei mami yichad b'meretz kenuat." Pasuk Yud Tes, the Torah says that Avraham then went ahead and buried Sarai Imenu in the ma'oras ha-machpelah in Chevron in the land of Canaan, and then Nochamo again the Torah chazes over in Pasuk Ches in Pasuk Chaf, "Va'yakom hasadeh." And the field got up, the field became Avram, Zamora Sheboy Avraham Lachuzat Kovem Eis Benechei. And again, Shtalpak the Meshechachma asks that the Torah already told us that the field became Avram. Why Nachamo and Pasuk Chaf did the Torah go ahead and say, Vayakom Hasadeh, that the field and the Ma'ara became Avram? The Torah already said it. The Meshech Chachma says, "Pshan these psukim, al pi the shita of Rav Haigoy." The Vilna Goyin in Shulchan Aruch brings down Moirik Echidish from Rav Haigoy. We know that a yin and a goy have different kinyanim, but one kinyan that a yin and a goy both have is kinyan kasef. A goy could be kind of with kasef, and a yid could be kind of with kasef. You give money for a field. There's a special takana in the Gemara in Bal Metzia that made that the talisman is different. But if we're discussing a field, you go, you pay for the field. When you pay for the field and you give over the money to the seller, the field will now belong to the buyer. It's completely his. Anything that happens to the field from here on, the field gets flooded. It's the loss of the buyer. Even if he doesn't touch the field at all, as soon as he gives the money, the field becomes shaloi, the field now belongs to him. And who had been, the same thing applies by a guy. The guy gives money, he goes to his friend, another non-Jew, and he pays him for a field, he buys a field from him, as soon as he gives him the money, the field becomes shaloi. But Zakir Hagen says a chiddush, and he says that if a yid is buying from a guy, then avad of halacha is that the kinyan kesef will not work. The kinyan kesef is not going to work. The field will not become the Yisrael. The field will not belong to the yid. But says Rav Haigoin, the field will leave the rishus of the guy. So there's a very interesting situation. If a yid goes over to guy and he tells him, "I want to buy your field," and he pays him money for the field, if Hagen says the din is that the field doesn't any longer belong to the guy. But at the same time, it doesn't yet belong to the Yisrael. Because the kesef will work, that it'll be moitzi the field from the reshus of the akum. It'll take the field out of the reshus ha-goy. It will not belong to the guy anymore. But adayim the reshus ha-yisrael loyba. But the field won't actually belong to the yid until he goes over to the field and he makes a kinyan. Similar as if the field was a field of hefker. We know that if a ger dies, someone who has no yershin dies, and he has a field, so anyone could run over to the field and make a chazaka. You build a little part of the fence, you knock down some of the fence, but the kinyan chazaka, that will make the field yours. So says Rav Haigoin, that's the situation when a yid is buying from a goy. If a yid is buying from another yid, or a guy is buying from another guy, as soon as he gives the money, the field will then become the buyers. He will have now the ownership of the field for all halachas. If something happens for the field, it's the buyer's responsibility. But when the yid is buying from a guy and he gives him money for the field will leave the rishus of the guy. It'll be like a field of hefker. And if the yid wants to now go ahead and become of the field, he has to go ahead and make a chazaka. That's shot here in the psukim. When Avram went ahead and gave the money to Ephraim, Chazal tell us that Avram Avinu had the din of Yisrael. Avram Avinu was the Esh the Yid, he had a din of Yisrael. So when he was buying the field from Ephraim, and he gave the money to Ephraim, the field didn't yet really belong to Avram. Says the Torah in Pasuk Yod Ches, after Avram gives the money, Vayakom Sedei Ephraim, this that the field now left Ephraim and became Avram's, La'avram Lemikna, that was only Le'enei V'nei Ches. Only in the eyes of the people of Ches was the field actually belonging to Avram Avinu. Because they didn't realize that Avram Avinu was a Yid. They didn't know the Halacha. They thought as soon as Avram gave the money, the field belongs to him. So Le'enei V'nei Ches, they looked at it and they said, La'avram L'mikna. Avram was already kind of the field. But the Torah tells us otherwise. I'll feed the sheet of Rav Haigun. Pasuk Yotes, V'acharechein kover Avram es Sarah Ishtoi. After Avram went ahead and buried Sarah, so that would constitute a kinyan of chazaka. If you go and you do something to the field, by going ahead and burying Sarah, now Avram Avinu went and he now made a kinyan on the field. Then says the Torah in Pasuk Chaf, Vayakom hasodeh, only then, after Avram did a chazaka, then Taka Avram, who was a Yid, the only way to make the field shaloi when he was buying it from Ephraim was to go ahead and do a chazaka, then the field actually belonged to him. So in the beginning of the psukim by Yidzayin and Yidches, when Avram Avinu only gave money to Ephraim, then the kinyan was only recognized by B'nei Ches, but not the Din HaTorah. Because Al-Pidin HaToyah, being that Avram was a Yid, and a Yid that buys from a Goy, the Kesef will not work, according to the Sheet of Rav Haigoy. So only after Avram went ahead and he made a Chazaka, by going ahead and passing your test, and being covered as Sarah Ishtoi, by making a Chazaka through the Kruid of Sarah, only then, Pasuk Chaf, by Yaakov HaSodar, and the Torah is now recognizing that the field taka belongs to Avram, because Al-Pidin HaToyah, only after he did the Chazaka, did the field become shaloi? Did the field become his? Perikhof Dalit, Pasuk Aleph, the Torah says, Avram Zokein Bo Bayomim. Avram was older, he was on in his days, and Chazal tell us, the Medrash tells us, Ad Avram lehoya zikna. Until Avram, there was no such a thing as a person getting old. People lived, they lived long lives, and they looked young. They had the same strength they had when they were younger. And one day, when Hashem decided it was time, the Malach HaMavis came and took away their life, but you could never tell. There was no difference. Until Avram came around, and Avram asked the Rabbeinu Shalom, he said, Hashem, I'm being mevakish rachamim al adavar, it's not good, we need to have zikna. And then Hashem said, okay, you're asking for zikna, you will be the first person that's going to get old. The lashon of the Medrash is, when Avram is asking the Rabbeinu Shalom that there should be zikna in the world, that people should get old and look old, the hair should get white, they should get wrinkled, they should have an older look, they should start getting weaker. All the when we look at his zokin, we can tell he's not a young person. The Medrash says that Avram told the Rabbeinu Shalom, Av ubenoi nechnasim lemakayim, ve'ein yeidim lemi nechabdim. You have a father and a son. They walk into a place and no one knows. The father looks perfectly young. He looks the same age as his son. And no one knows who to give cover to. Who's the father and who's the son? Hashem says, you're right. Avram, you're right. And with you, I'm going to start. You're going to be the first person that have zikna. And that's why our pasuk says, Avram zakin bo bayamin. Avram is the first one to ever become a zakin. The Oyel Yaakov is the sefer of the Dubna Magid. The Magid tells us on this and he asks. He says, how could Avram Avinu go ahead and tell the Rabbeinu Shalom that you made a person and you didn't make him right? You, the Rabbeinu Shalom, made a person that he looks young. He looks young his whole life. But it's not that way. The person, it's better not that way. A person should get older. He should take on an older look. The Maggid says, how could it be that Avram would question the way that Hashem made man? He brings down the Medrash, that the Medrash says a person should never say that Hashem should have made me with two mouths, with three eyes, or more hands. Hashem says, don't question me. I made man a certain way. I have my cheshbon why I did so. Don't say that, oh, I wish I had three eyes, or I had an extra nose, or more hands. So says the Rebbe Maggid, if Hashem says we're not allowed to question the way that Hashem made man, how could it be that Avram is coming here and saying, look, Hashem, you made man a certain way. It's not the right way. We need man to get old. And more so, as Shver said, the Dubna Magid, what does the Medrash mean that Avram told the Rebbeinu Shalom, a father and a son are coming to a place, the Nechnasim L'Makim, and no one knows who to be mechabed. Should we give cover to this person or this person? They don't know who's older, who's younger. Was Avram Avinu being mevakish covered? What would Avram mean? We don't know who to give cover to. Avram Avinu needed the cover. He needed people to recognize that he was a senior person, that Avram should get up to him and be mechabed him. Up to the name of, could it be such a thing that that's what Avram cared about? So up to the Magid, says the Magid, that's not what's going on over here. Definitely, mitzad the gashmius ha'adam, the physical person, said in the Magid, when Hashem made him, the person is completely ready. As long as the person will damage himself, will eat properly, will exercise, will do what he needs to do, will grow, his body has everything in it. His body, Hashem made him, he eats, he drinks from his mother's milk, he'll grow and he'll be gesund. And that's the way Hashem made man. That man, as long as he takes care of himself, his body will grow. There's nothing that he needs to do except shelo yazik es atzmo. As long as he doesn't hurt himself and he just eats what he needs to eat, his body has all the potential in it. It doesn't take work. It doesn't take work for a person to grow and become strong and have all the physical needs that Hashem is ready to give him. But that's all with regard to a person's physical needs. But spiritual needs, there avad, the person has to work. If a person wants to be kind of chachma, he just sits around and he wastes his time. If he eats and he sleeps, he'll grow. He'll be strong and he'll have his physical capabilities. But if he wastes his time, and he doesn't learn Torah, he doesn't study chachma, nothing will become of his brain. His brain won't grow, it won't flourish, he won't become a chacham. And all the more so with regard to Torah and Ruchnius, if a person's not steiging, he's not climbing up the ladder, he's not working on himself, the person is just going to go down. That's a big difference between the Ruchnius of a person and the Gashmius of a person. Furthermore, says the Oyel Yaakov, the Dubna Magid, that for every job in the world, really, a person who is young is better. If someone is young, he has more strength. He's able to accomplish more because he doesn't run out of energy. Except when it has something to do with chachma. When it's something to do with wisdom, then the older a person gets, the more chachma he has. He knows more. He has more life experience. He knows more Torah. He's able to be meyayit somebody else. He tell her what to do. So Zakti Yoyel Yaakov, that was Avram Avinu's taina. Avram Avinu Avada, he didn't care about the kavod. He didn't want people to honor him. But Avraham Avinu was the first person that walked around giving Musar. He was the first person that told people there's the Abayri Olam in the Welt. There's a Rabbein Yishol Olam, you have to serve him. The Rabbein Magid brings a Medrash that even Noach built the Teva for so many years. Hashem wanted the people to see, but he was loy hizir al b'nei doiroi. He didn't give the people in his generation Musar and yell at them, you have to do better and you have to serve Hashem. Rashi brings down in this week's parasha, when Avram is being Mashbi'a Eliezer, he's making him swear that he's going to go to the right place, he's going to go back to Mishpachti Ubeisav, he's going to go back to Avram's family to take a wife. He tells him, V'yashbi'acha b'ashem elekei ha-shamayim v'elekei ha-oretz. Says Rashi, why was Avram being Madgish? Why was Avram focusing that now Hashem is elekei ha-shamayim v'elekei ha-oretz? Says Rashi, because until now, Ad Achshav, until now, before Avram, Hashem was only recognized in the Himalayan up there. But he wasn't considered Elikei Ha'aretz. People didn't recognize him. Till Avram came and he used to give people and tell them to make a bracha to Hashem. So Avram was the one who went around telling people they have to serve Hashem. Avram was the one who was spreading the Koyach HaRuchni in the Bria. Dr. Oyel Yaakov, that's what the Medrash means. Avram was Mavakish from Hashem, Avada, a person is perfect. When it says in the Medrash that we can't question the way Hashem made man, Dr. Oyel Yaakov, that's only regarding the man's physical capability. A man's physical needs were perfect, were made perfect by Hashem. He has his fingers that he needs, his hands, his feet. A person in question, Hashem made man the way he needs to be. Both with regard to Ruchnius, when Avram came to Rabbi Yishalom, and he said, Hashem, if you want me to give Musar, people need to look at me and recognize that I have Seva with me, I'm an older person, and I learned a lot of Torah, and I have life experience, and I'm able to be a Chacham that could tell people how to act. And when the Medrash says that when two people are going to come to a place, they're not going to go who to give cover to, the covetive doesn't mean the honor to stand up to me and give me covetive. Covetive here means to say to listen to what I'm telling them. They're not going to know me mechabdim. They're not going to know who to turn to for advice. So when the Torah says, "Avram zokin bo bayomim," after the Magid, Avram was mevakish zikna. That was for a ruchnius b'kasiba. That was for a ruchnius b'kareizin. And Hashem was masking to him. Hashem said, "Einu chanami, Avram, you're going to be the first zokin." Because you were the first one that Taka went around teaching people about Hashem and giving Musa to people to tell them to become better. So you're Taka deserving of the look of a Zakein, that people should look at you and realize that you're a Malumid, you're a Torah, and you have Chachma. And with this Taka, they'll be able to listen to your words. In Perek Chof Dalid, Pasuk Lamed Tes, Eliezer Ever Avram is telling over to Lavan Ubisuel the whole story, how Avram was Mashbiah him, Avram made him swear, Vasikachisha Lebni Dinay Sakrani, Vayel Beis Ovi Teilech Vel Mishpachti, Lakach the Isha Livni. Then he tells them, Pasuk Lamites, V'oimar el Adoini. And I told my master, Ulai Leiseilecho Isha Acharoi. Maybe the girl, the lady, is not going to want to come back with me to marry Yitzchak. Rashi points out that the word Ulai is written here Chosim. Ulai is written here without a vav, as if it can be read as a lie. Now she tells us that Eliezer had a daughter, that he very much wanted that his daughter should marry Yitzchak. So really when he was saying, Ulai, maybe the girl won't want to come, he was actually hoping that maybe she won't come. And it will actually be an a lie. that then if the girl won't come, then it'll be Eli to me, that then Yitzchak will then be able to marry my daughter and I'll be able to be Meshadich with Avram. That's where Rashi says, that's where the word Ulai is written Chasav without the Vav of Aleph Vav Lamed. It's written Aleph Lamed Yud, which can be read as Eli. It is known to Shtel that if you look back in the beginning of the Perek, in Pasuk Hey, where there when Eliezer himself is talking to Avram and he's saying the words Ulai, Veselech Isha Acharoi, over there the Ulai is written with the Vav. And the Kotzke Shtel, and the Kotzke says, why Taka, when he's talking to Avram, is written with the Vav? That's where he's actually thinking to himself that Eli, to me. So the Kotzke says that at the time when Eliezer was still involved, when he was talking to Avram Avinu, and he was hoping that maybe the Shidduch would be to him, and he said, Ulai, then he himself didn't even recognize, in his own word, that subconsciously he was Taka hoping that maybe Taka will be Eli. Therefore, there the Torah writes it as Ulai with the Vav. Because at that point, Eliezer didn't recognize, because of the Negius that he had, that he was hoping, but subconsciously he was thinking Eli, but he didn't recognize it. Only later, after he already meets Rivka, and he's telling over the story, and he realized this is the wife of Yitzchak, it's Taka not going to be his daughter. Then as he's saying over the story to Lavan and the Suel, then he uses the words Eli, without the Vav. Because then he himself, once he already stepped back and his Negius wasn't there, then he already recognizes Eli actually was thinking about myself. I was actually thinking Eli. I want to add a little bit to the words of the Kotzker based on what I saw in the Shemi Shmuel. The Shemi Shmuel, which is a Sefer HaTorah from the Avdei Nezer, the Eglei Tal, he says like this, Avram was loyrotza, he didn't want to be mishtadich with Eliezer, because he said, you Eliezer are from Canaan, you are Oru, you're a cursed nation, like Noach said, Oru Canaan, Ever Avodim Yer La'achav, Ve'ein Oru Mishtabik De'Baruch. My mishpach is from Shem. Shem is Baruch. And you are from Canaan. Canaan is Orur. There ain't Orur mistabek be Baruch. Dr. Shem Yishmuel, if we look here in Perek Chof Dalet, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, we see that Ravan Ubisuel say, Boi Biruch Hashem. They go ahead and they call Eliezer, who we know Avram said he's from Canaan, he's an Orur. They say, come, Baruch Hashem. So how could it be that they're calling him a Baruch Hashem if Eliezer is someone who's actually an Orer? Al Derech HaPshat, I think that one could maybe say that for Lavan and Bisuel, for them, Taka meeting somebody like Eliezer, who was Beru Mashkin, Mitayrat Rabbi, Avada to them, whoa, Eliezer was Taka Baruch Hashem. But the Avinezer shtells this kasha. This is a beautiful verse. How could Lavan and Bisuel call him Baruch Hashem? Zakta Avinei, Zakta Shem Yishmol Azeh. What does it mean that Kinam is an Oru? What does it mean that they're Oru, they're cursed? What does that represent? He says that a person who's an Oru is someone who is Choshev Rak Al Atzmo, someone who thinks only about himself. When we say that somebody has an ayin ra, he has a bad eye, that means that he's focused on himself. He's not happy when other people have something that he doesn't have. He can't be happy when other people are happy and he's not happy because he doesn't have a good eye. He has an ayin ra. And he's unhappy that other people should have what he doesn't have. That is the Orer Kenan. That is actually what we see that Kenan himself went, that he was Mesaris Noach. His father Chum, they were Mesaris Noach. Why? Why did they not want Noach to have more children? So the Chazal tell us, they said, look, more children is going to be more fights over the Yerusha. Adam had two children and they one killed the other, Cain killed Hevel, so more people is going to be a problem. We're just going to have more fights over what our father has, over our father's money. That is that shayrish of that Oru Kinan. He's an Oru that he doesn't have the Ayin Toivah. He has the Ayin Ro. He's unhappy if someone else will have something. That is what the Oru Kinan represents. Shame. Shame is the opposite of this. Shame is what we call Ayin Toiv. As it is known, Avram, who is from the Tatsoim of Shame, from the grandchildren of Shame, as the Mishnah says in others, Ayin Toiv is the Talmid Avram Avinu. And Ayin Toiv is happy. He's happy with what we have. He's Sameach Bechelkoi, happy when other people, even if they have more than him. That is what it means to have an Ayin Toiv. So an Arur is E. Efshem Histabik Bebaruch. Because Avram Pelezer, you're an Oru, and I can't have that trait that you inherited from your father, from your forefathers, of an Ayin Ra, be mistabed with my son and ruin the Koyach that I have in my family of Ayin Toif. The Midah was Hushrash Me Avriseyem. This Midah is something you have from your forefathers, and I can't have it enter into my Mishpacha. Zok Avnei Nezer. But over here, Eliezer, really in his heart, what does he want? He wants to be Mishadach with Avram Avinu. He knows he has a daughter, and Eliezer, Dr. Avni Nezer, knows what's at stake. He knows the future from Avram's Mishpacha is very bright. They're going to be Mekabel the Torah. He recognizes what it means to be Mishadach with Avram. And he, more than anything that he ever wanted in his whole life, would he have loved and was excited and at the opportunity to go ahead and be Meshadach with Avram Avinu. And even so, when Avram Avinu tells him no, he's an Eved Nemon, and he's Meshabesh Yisrabi De'amuna, and he goes ahead and he looks for the wife, and he's Mispal to the Bnei Shalom that Hashem should send the right wife, even though he knows that how much he stands to lose out by the Shidduch going through. Dr. Avinezer, can there be any greater expression of Ayin Toiva than that? Where you have your own negius, you have your own wants, and you're desperate that Avram should be Mishalik with you and take your daughter for Yitzchak. And even so, when Avram says no, you go ahead and you be Ke'eved Neman, to go ahead and be Mishamish Esrabi De'amuna, to go look for the wife. That is a tremendous expression of Ayin Toiv. And with that, he says, Eliezer Taka changed his teva. He changed. It was Yotza Miklal Oru Ubo Lichlal Baruch. That is why later, when Eliezer goes and carries out the Shlichos Be'amuna, in Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Lovin and Besul, call him Boi Beruch Hashem. The Torah is giving its stamp of approval that Eliezer Taka went from being an Enikul of Canaan, and he was Bal Lichlal Baruch. Rabbi Nezi brings down that this is mamish, the words of the Medrash. The Medrash says in Parsha Samach Oisvav, Omer Rabbi Yosi ben Doisa, Kenan hu Eliezer. Kenan is Eliezer. Eliezer comes from Kenan. The Al Yedei, Sheshire Yisai Tzadik Be'amuna. With this that he was Mishore Savron Be'amuna. Yotza Miklal Orur Miklal Baruch. That with this that is Meshamash Avram, as Avinezer is being Mazir, that through this, that he showed how much he is able to, yes, have an Ayin Toiv, he was Yatza, Mikal Oyer, and he became Likal Baruch. So one can now add to the Diak of the Kotzker, that now, after Eliezer Taka became now Baruch, he Taka has now the Ayin Toiv, now he Taka said the word Eli. Because before, when he was an Orer, he Taka didn't realize that subconsciously, earlier in the Pasuk, when he's saying the words Ulai, there he's not able to recognize that he really has the Negius. Because he's an Orer. Someone who's an Orer can recognize that he does things with his own Negius. But now that Hitaka changed, Hitaka ripped out the Oru from within. As the Medrash says, and he was Yotza Miklal Oru, and he came Miklal Baruch, Now we're ready when he's talking to Lavan and Besula, and he says the words, Ulai, he says, ah, now I recognize that then I was actually thinking Eli, because now Taka, he changed, and now he's Taka Baruch Al Baruch, and he was able to recognize that he Taka was thinking before about himself. Now that he Taka, he changed his Nida, and he became an Ayin Toiva, he was able to recognize that he was Taka thinking about himself before and wasn't totally thinking about Avram. That's the chiddush here that the Shem Yishmuel is saying, the Avnezer is saying, that someone could Taka change themselves. Eliezer had that koyach, even if he had a midah that was mushrish me'avoisov, he had the Oru Kenan, the Ayin Ra that came from Kenan, that they couldn't be happy with what other people have. They would have been upset if Noach would have had more children. He came from that. And at one point in his life, Avraham Avinu told him, no, I can't be Meshadach if you're an Orer. But through being Meshadach for Sarabi Be'amuno, he was able to change with this expression of total Ayin Toiva, where he had his own Negiyah, and he was desperate that he should be the one to be Meshadach with Avraham. And even so, he goes ahead, and he's Meshamish Avraham Avinu Be'amuno, that Taka changes him, and he goes, Miklal Oru, Miklal Baruch. Good Shabbos, everyone.